Fuck, it's stuck here at 11:30 a.m. We are on Daf. You'd have him now. Rabbi Zira B'Shem Rav Shei Rav Sheishas. The 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 line. Rabbi Zira B'Shem Rav Sheishas said, Tani Tamon. We learned over there in a Braisa. Divi Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said, Shtei and Asuros. They're both forbidden. Now we're talking about, again, Eishas Achim Shloya Bolomo, right? Where, however, by the time the third brother came on the scene, the wife of Reuven was remarried to Shimon. So you're already married, right? Well, we're going to speak about that, what exactly it was. So they're both awesome. So why? The Kasha. You know what? I made a mistake. It's not Yibum. It's Maimer, right? The Kasha. Kana Maimer Shtei Mutaros. It's me Mutar no matter what. If Maimer works, and remember, the Rabbi Shimon only looks at what the situation where the kid is born, now it preceded his birth. So therefore, if Maimer works, Shtei Mutaros, there should be Mutar. Lo Kana Maimer. If Maimer doesn't work, now here's a few words missing according to Shari Torah Sitzro. It should say, Lo Kana Maimer, Harishon Asura, then the woman who was married to the deceased brother, since by the time the third brother is born, she's not yet married to the second brother, so she's Asur. But Ashnia Muteris, the second one, Shri Mutar, right? The one was married to Shimon at the time, since Shimon and Levi were the world at the same time, so she should be permissible to Levi. How's this now, which they're both forbidden? That's the Gemara's question. The Zubayit said they're both forbidden, both the wife of Dina, the Reuven, the deceased, and the wife of Shimon, who was alive at the time that Levi is born. How can they both be Osir? Either both are Mutar, because the Maimer is Koine, the Reuven's wife to Shimon, and she belongs to Shimon at the time Levi is born, in which case she's permitted. Or, at worst, if Maimer's not Koine, then she's still Reuven's wife. And Takashi's also to Levi. But at least the co-wife, Shimon's wife, should be Mutar to Levi. Why is she not Mutaris? So here are two that still were throwing in words. So what are you going to say? Lo Kana Maimer. So the answer we're going to say is Maimer to Taka. We're not talking about a case where Maimer took place. There was no Maimer. Elazika. New concept. The Zika itself pertains. Not only does it pertain, it ruins. Zika will make both of them usher. How so? First of all, I ask, Vakasha, I don't understand. How can you say Zika makes it worse? Let's say Kona Zika. Let's say the Zika, the fact that Reuven's wife was Kuka to Shimon, even though Shimon was not yet Miyabimer, that's say that's a kinny. So if that's Kesh, then Mutaros, again they're both Mutar. Because by the time Levi comes on the scene, if Zika's Kone, Zika's Kiknusa, as if he married her, so then it's as if Reuven's wife is already married to Shimon. Reuven's wife is already married to Shimon, so then everything is hunky-dory. By the time Levi comes on the scene, both wives are affiliated with Shimon, they should both be Mutaros, right? And if you're going to say, Loka na Zika, you're going to say, the Zika doesn't work, then that's the worst case scenario. Harishon Asura, then the wife of Reuven remains Asur. But Ashnia, the wife of the wife of Shimon at the time, she should be a Muteris, right? Because she was never a Tzoras Erva. So says the Gemara, Shema Zikas Rabbi Shimon Kimaim Bad Rabbana. A new Yisoid. Rabbi Shimon holds that I don't know what good Maimer does, but if it works all the way. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work at all. Rabbanon holds Maimer works halfway. Rabbi Shimon holds that Zika is like Maimer. Zika is like Maimer according to Rabbanon. But it's according to Rabbi Shimon himself, if Zika works, it works all the way. But he holds that, if Maimer works, it works all the way. But Zika works halfway. You see, did I make myself clear? I don't know, I might have mistaken the words. So if that's the case, Kimad Rabbanon Amri, a Maimer Mishkona Mishire, just like Rabbanon Maimer is Kona and leaves over, it's a partial Kenyan, part not Kenyan. Kain Omar, so to Rabbi Shimon says, Zika's Kona Mishayeris. Zika works part way. It's koine and not altogether. Okay. Just a minute, says the word. Okay, let's look at it now in that thing. The kacha. The kacha case, I have difficulty like this. Tzad shekoine zika kenegdo. According to the perspective that says that zika is koine. In other words, that Reuven's wife is as if she's married to Shimon. So then, the next word, according to koine, korban eis, should be mutter b'tzora. To that extent, not only should she be mutter in both wives, Levi should be mutter in both wives, right? Because it's the extent that zika is as if it's a yibum, so then both wives were affiliated with Shimon at the time Levi was born, and they should both be mutaros, right? And the tzad that zika doesn't work, but at least heter b'tzora, at least it should be mutter to the Levi should be mutter to be miyabim, the wife Shimon actually possessed. So again, it's really the same question we had before. Even now you're dealing with zika, but at worst only one should be aser, because if zika works, so then zika should make both of them mutaros, right? Because now they're both filled with Shimon at the time Levi's born. If zika doesn't work, at least Shimon's regular wife should be mutter to Levi. How can you say both are aser for God's state of zika? Amar Simi, so Simi said a very interesting statement. He said, "V'chimanav shoch ba'arayas." You're saying mimanav shoch. Whatever way you look at, one of them should be mutaris, right? At least one, maybe two. Says no, you don't say mimanav shoch ba'arayas. You don't say no matter what, one should be mutar. Why not? Says from Maikadun, what came up that Rav Simi said this? Kidam Rav Acha b'shem Raybun, like Chia of Shem Raybun Barchia, like Rav Alas and Nevi Raybun Barchia, Kol Yevam Ashein Kula Lifnim. Interesting perspective. A Yevam was not considered to be completely Shimon's. It's only partially Shimon's, because Zika only works a part way. Just like Rabbanu Maimer only works part way, Rabbi Shimon Zika only works part way. So she's only halfway in, right? Tzadakoni Sheba, the part which is acquired, is Nidon L'Shem Erva. It's worse. It's like an Erva. If Erva poter Saras and Erva exempts the Torah. You know what it's like? It's like a person who's a Chati Evan Chati Ben Choyrin. Half free and half slave. He can't marry anybody, right? Can't marry a slave because he's half free. Can't marry a free person because he's half slave. So to this woman, she's chatzi married, chatzi not married. Chatzi married, chatzi not married means she's part out the door. At the same time, she's part in the door. What does that mean? That means that her part out the door is schlepped into Asa, the part in the door, which in turn Asa is the co-wife. You see, it's a fascinating concept. Though she became like a shotness. She's half in and half out. So the way we're looking till now, well, the half which is in should be okay. The half which is out should also be okay. Right? Half is in should make her okay herself. The half which is out would make not her okay, but at least make the co-wife okay. So it says, no! The part which is in schleps in the part which is out, l'chumra. And that way she's at the same time vis-a-vis Levi. Partially married to Shimon, but partially still Reuven. And that's why she becomes an Erva and Asur's her Torah. It's a fascinating concept. So actually, it's a really powerful concept. Since you don't say Mimanav Shach Ba'arayas, it means that she becomes, instead of looking at her schizophrenically as two halves, she becomes a conglomerate entity. And that conglomerate entity becomes a ruinous one. Because we look at both deficits as opposed to both possible advantages. Okay? Fascinating concept. Okay, I don't know, we see the same thing in retrospect according to Rabbanan vis-a-vis Maimer. Yeah. Right. Because just like we say this by Zika vis-a-vis Rabbi Shimon, so we say by Maimer vis-a-vis Rabbanan. Okay. Doesn't bother going back. This is exciting Gemara. I don't know, I haven't learned a thrilling Gemara like this in a long time. Okay, Halacha Gimel. Klal Omri Yibama. They said a general principle by Yibama. Koshi Asura Isur Erva. Anytime the prohibition is the prohibition of Erva, in other words, one of the co-wives is also to the Yavam because of Arias, lo choletzes v'lo mishabemes. In that case, neither one gets chalitz or ibum, right? Not he or not the other one, right? Not she or not the other one. Iser mitzvah v'iser kedusha, if it's an iser mitzvah, which the next Mishnah is going to talk about what that means. It's a mitzvah, it's a kedusha. Prohibition is only a mitzvah or a kedusha. Pashta says mitzvah means drabonah. So it is a drabonah. And kedusha is like an amon l'koin goro, kusha chalutz l'koin edir. Boy, did you miss an exciting insight. You did. You saw it only Yerushalmi. They don't say miman of shachna rayas. You'll have to get it later. All right. So, iser mitzvah, iser kedusha. If it's an iser drabanan or an iser of amon l'kohen gadol, gusha chalutz l'kohen hedi, which has to do with kedusha askuna, then that doesn't pater the woman, even if it's a single woman, as opposed to two co-wives, doesn't pater up to the shuk. She needs chalitza still. Why is that? Because the general principle is even as long as marriage applies, even though the marriage would be a prohibited marriage, so then you need chalitza in order for the woman to go out scot-free. Achoser she yevimta, if there's a sister who's yevama, o choletzes o misyabemes, then she could do either chalitza or ibum, meaning if the Torah serva had a sister who's permissible, then he could do chalitza or ibum. Now, that case is a little bit of complicated. It's so complicated. But let's just give the example here. Here's a case. The two sisters, Rachel and Leah, right? Now, Rachel had once been Leah, Levi's daughter-in-law, one time. Rachel had been married to Levi's son, Yaakov, right? Then Yaakov died. Then Rachel went and married Levi's brother, her uncle by marriage, Reuven, right? So at the same time, Leah, who was Rachel's sister, but not related to Levi in any way, shape, or form, was his daughter-in-law's sister, went and married Shimon, his other brother, right? So now they both die, Reuven and Shimon. So Levi can't marry Rachel because Rachel was once his daughter-in-law. But her sister, which is Leah, then Levi can marry because they were no relationship. So anytime you have achosin, and that's true about all the arayas mentioned in the first Mishnah, anytime there's a sister who's not an arayas married to another brother, not the same brother, or if it's the same brother, couldn't marry two sisters, so then the brother can do ibum on the one which is permissible to him. Okay? Amar Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Zira said, Ad anatamon, why I was still in Bavel, Afkinon arboesre, mean the arach, mean the ad, we took 14 out of though from those in the first Mishnah. I'm not sure I mean that right. Maybe there's supposed to be some slight change here. But anyway, the 15 arayas mentioned the first Mishnah, and 14 of them you can find such a scenario with two sisters, right? In all cases, the sister who's the Yavama gets Yibum, chutz, except for one, Bibito. I couldn't make it work in the case of his own daughter, right? In this case, his own daughter, even if it's a half-sister, you still can't marry because it's your own wife's daughter. And that's also on you. Here's the case. Reuven had a wife, Rachel, who had one daughter, Dina, which is his, and another daughter, Tamar, which is not his, a previous daughter, right? So in this case, if Tamar and Dina both go marry his brothers, which is permissible, even his own daughter can marry an uncle, right? So he can't marry either one of them. It's not like a previous case where the sister was permitted. Here, there's no way to permit the sister. Why? Because in this case, Dina is asking because it's his own daughter, and Tamar is asking him because it's his wife's daughter, and that's also to him as well. His stepdaughter is also to him. Okay? So it didn't work, right? The Sokina Lo'acha, when I came there to Israel, Shamina Lo'acha, Shamina Lo'acha Tai Rabbi Chia. I learned Rabbi Chia's statement, which we actually had earlier in the Masechta, which makes it work. And here we say it again. The Tai Rabbi Chia said, I can make it work even by his own daughter. Bito Mianu Sosso. He never married Rachel. It's a 90s case. He never married Rachel. He raped or seduced Rachel, right? So by Rachel, he had a daughter, Dina. Same names. Rocha another daughter, Tamar, from another man, right? So then, this Rechia holds, like the opinion holds that Bas Ishto is also, but Bas Anusoso is permitted. So therefore, if these two half-sisters, Dinah and Tamar, go marry two of his brothers, right, then although Dinah's also because it's his own daughter, but Tamar, who's his rape victim's or seduction victim's daughter, who married his brother, is permitted to him. Okay? So in this case, you have a choso, shivimto, is permitted.
So the genetics are the same.
Right.
Because there was no
formal. Because there's no formal marriage. That's right. Even though the genetics are the same. That's right. Okay? So chiddush, but that's what it's saying. Right. If you have his daughter from his rape victim, Nesua Melachi Me'aviv, which is married to his own brother, and should be Velua Achos Me'em Ishacher, and this red, his daughter has got a sister from his mother, from her mother, from a different brother, Nesua Melachi Vasheni, who's married to another brother, to another one of his brother, of Meisbul Abayim, who died without kids. Harei Oser Bebito, he's forbidden in his own daughter, who Mutzer Ba'achoso, and allowed to marry her sister. Says the Gemara, Hoda, he Achoisok Shivito Misya Bemes. So we have a case, even in his own daughter, that he can marry the sister, he can be Misya Bemes. Says the Gemara, Pshito Hoda, Pshito Hoda Milsa. It's clear that the following Issa Mitzvah Issa Kedusha. If you have two wives, the Yavam had two. I don't think there's a picture here. No, the Yavam had two wives. The dead brother had two wives. One of which was to you an Issa Drabbanan or an Issa Kedusha, like Amon Lekayin Gar Kedusha Chalitza Karen Edyon. And he did Chalitza on the one who's also to you anyway, right? So let's say you're a Kohen Gadol and one of them is Amona, right? So you did Chalitza on her. So Pshita Amisa, Isra Mitzvah, Isra Kedusha, Cholat, even if you did the Chalitza to the Isra Kedusha or Isra Mitzvah, Niftara Tarasa, the co-wife is off the hook. But what about Ubala? What if you were the Kohen Gadol? He had relations with Amona. You say, what the heck? Religion, shmeligion. I want to be Miyabimur, right? So what about the co-wife? Does she go free? So Rabbi Yosef Reis Balga, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yochanan. It's a machlokas. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yochanan. There must be some words missing here. Yeah, the Cormier changes it. Rabbi Lezer Amar Lo Niftara Tzarasa, and Rabbi Yochanan Amar Niftara Tzarasa. So it's machlokas whether now it must be Knas Rabbanan. I can't see how it would not be a Knas Rabbanan, because the Chora it should pater no matter what, because just like Chalitza pater's done on one of them, so to Yimush Bat done on one of them, even there's an Isra in the Yibu. But here it says, but it's a machlokas here, Blaz says, it does not pater the Yibu done on the other one, Rabbi Yochanan holds it does. Rabbi Simi Machlish Mosser, Simi changed around the names, and said that the one who, the Rabbi Blaz who said, it previously said, it doesn't exempt, now it's an exempt, Rabbi Yochanan says it does not exempt. Mistabra al Rabbi Simi. It seems that Rabbi Simi is correct. The B'chol Asr are everywhere. Rabbi Lezer Samach Rabbi Chia Rabba. Everybody, Rabbi Lezer goes like Rabbi Chia the Great. At the time, Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Chia said, "Oh, he must have changed it the other way." Anyway, whatever way he changed it works well like this. Samach at the time we learned, Rabbi Chia said, "Iser Mitzvah, Iser Kedusha." If they have one of the co-wives, is an Isser Midrabon and Isser Kedusha, Cholatz Lo'obola, and he did the Chalitza or the Bia to that one, Niftara Tzarasa, the co-wife is exempt. So therefore, it must be that, Rabbi Elez, Rabbi, oh yeah, that works out well. Your Rabbi Elez is one who matir, even if he did a Bia to the one who's also to you, it exempts the co-wife, like Rabbi Chiya holds that if you, that also works. And Rabbi Yochanan obviously has a knas, that if you do a bia to the Osir wife, the other co-wife does not go free after chalitza on her nonetheless. I don't know why she has to suffer, but that's the takon of the Rabbanan, that since you did bia asura, it doesn't exempt the co-wife. Okay? Says the Mishnah further, what is this? Or mitzvah shnius medivrei sofrim. The prohibited arayas called shnius, secondary arayas, which are also the rabbanan. Isra kedusha are the following. Amon the kohen gadol, a widow of a zayin kohen gadol, grusha chalut the kohen edyon, a divorcee, a woman already underwent chalita once, vizri a common kohen. Mamzeres and nesina, a woman who is of course forbidden at from forbidden parentage, mamzeres, and a nesina from the Gibeonite tribe, the ubas liyisrael for a regular Jew, they are prohibited as isra kedusha as well. And vice versa, Bas Yisrael and Nosin, who Mamzer Nosin, and Bas Yisrael, who may not be Misabemes by Mamzer or Nosin, in all those cases you need to have Chalitza. Iser Mitzvah, says the Gemara, is Arayas B'divrei Sofrim. That's Arayas, which are the Rabbanan. Why it's called Iser Mitzvah? Because Mitzvah Minatol is Shmos B'divrei Sofrim. So it's the Mitzvah the Rites. Listen what the rabbis tell you. Iser Kedusha is Amon of the Kohen Gadol, Grusha Chalutza of Kohen Edyon. Why? Where? How? We, why we call kedusha? Because says v'kidash to you should consecrate your kohen kieslechem elokechu machi, because he sacrifices the bread of his God. These the mechalfin. They're those who said the opposite. That an itzer mitzvah is amon the kohen gadol over grusha chalutz kohen edyon. Why? Because it says about kohanim ela mitzvos. These are the mitzvos they should do. V'chol shei mitzvah achas. And all the kats of mitzvah are the vis-a-vis kohanim are the same. Isra Kedusha, whereas that which is called Isra Kedusha, according to this version, is Arayas B'divrei Sofrim, the Rabbanans which add on Kedusha to, by adding more Arayas. Amrei Yehuda ben Pazi, or Yehuda ben Pazi says along these lines, V'lomah samach akosu parshas Arayas, the parshas should be Kedoshim. Why is parshas Arayas, parshas achremos, adjacent to parshas Kedoshim? La'amelcha, the teacher, shakomi, should punish me Arayas. Anybody who separates himself from Arias, Nikra Kadosh is called holy, and that's how I read the parsha of Arias Yom Kippur afternoon. Okay? How do we know the, another couple of references to that? Shekain Shunami Samaris. The Isha Shunamis. I forget which parsha read the after, you know, where Elisha brought the Shunamis' kid back to life. Somewhere in Vayikra, I think. Shekain Shunami Samaris. The Isha Shunamis said to her husband, Hineinu Yadati, behold, I have known Kisha Lukim Kodoshu, that Elisha is a holy man, a godly man. How did she know? Rabbi Yehuda said, Kodoshu, Vei Tamidu Kodosh, she was holy, but his student was not. Rabbi Yavin Amar, how did he know that she was, she know that he was holy? He was holy, Shalohi Beit Ba. Elisha never looked at the wife. For Rabbanan Amir, the rabbi said, Shalohi Roa, Tipas Kerem Yoma. He never, she saw from his sheets that he never had a drop of an emission. Amsid Rashmuel by Yitzchok, the servant of Shmuel Yitzchok Amra, she said, Minyoyme lochomis mila bisha amone demore. I never saw anything bad on my master's clothing, even though she laundered it, meaning she never saw that her master had any carry. Okay? See, Vayigash Kechazi Lohatva, it says, when the Shunamis came to plead with Elisha, so Gehazi went to push her away. Ma'ulotfa, what does it mean to push her away? So I'm Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina. Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina said, Shenosan Yodo, he put his hands on the behold Yofio. Hold Yofio means the splendor of her glory. Now, and the word Lohatva is a contraction of hold Yofio. And after he put his hands bained out there between her breasts, he pushed her in that place, which is a place, I guess, which aroused his lust, and that was Gehazi's deed, which was a despicable one. Period. That's the end of Agadah. Minayin l'shnius. How do we know that there's a impetus for the rabbis to make for more forbidden relationships? As if the rabbis needed the impetus, right? Rav Chuda Marachida said, because it says, Harayos Ha'el. The language used in Parshas Kedoshim is not Parshas Achrimos. It's not Harayos Ha'ele, which you would expect without the hay. Arayos or El. Why? El means tough, strong. Mikamocha ba'elim Hashem among the tough ones. Kushos. So that means that these enumerated in the parasha are the tough arayos, the hardcore ones. Mikan sheish l'matamen, from this we derive that they're softcore arayos. Who are the softcore arayos? The secondary arayos, which were made by the rabbis. Ve'elim Hashnius. These are the surim de rabbanon in arayos. Aim Aviv. I don't know. They're, I'm not sure. Let's see how many we can do without looking at the charts. There are about a gazillion charts here. Aim Aviv. Your grandmother on your father's side. Aim Imo, your grandmother on your mother's side. The only is the Rabbanan. The right so you can marry either one of your grandmothers. Eishes Avi Aviv. Your grandfather's wife on your father's side. Eishes Avi Imo, your grandfather's wife on your mother's side. They're Mutu Duraisa, also the Rabbanan. Eishes Ben Beno. Your grandson's wife, Vaishas Ben Bito, your granddaughter's, your grandson's wife, but whether through your son, Vaishas Ben Bito, or through your daughter. They're both from Yisid Rabbanim. Aishas Achi Imo, the wife of your uncle through your mother, Vaishas Achi Ivo Mi Imo, and the wife of your brother's. Your father's brother, but not your father's brother through a mother. In other words, your father's half brother's wife. The right's the only father's brother's wife who's the only father or mother's brother's wife who's also is your actual father's brother through his father's wife. But father's brother through a mother, or mother's brother's wives, only it's the Rabbanus. Okay? None of these are things which would have been exciting to marry, even if Rabbanus didn't ask for them. So it begs the question why the Rabbanus had to bother, but they did. They made Mr. Rabbanus. Okay? Chinach Hanin said, Kulu ein lehem hefsek. They all have no break. Meaning, I don't know if the chart will adequately describes it to you, but our mission talked about Rivka. Well, Yaakov can't marry his own grandmother, right? See that? Yaakov can't marry. But this bride says Yaakov can't marry his grandmother. This chart is going up a generation. It says you can't marry great-grandmother either. And this chart is going up another way saying you can't marry your great-great-grandmother. You're still Zoycha to be alive at the same time she is. And you're in Bar Mitzvah, so you can marry her. You can't marry your great-great-grandmother.
They got married at 12
or 13, so. Right. Well, still, the great-great-grandmother is pretty old. What do I know? So anyway, so Elamsik means it goes up. Up and down the tree. If no matter how many generations are alive at one time, you can't go anywhere up and down the tree. In the bloodline. Okay, that's what it's going to say in Leipzig. The Bar Kapara Mosif, Bar Kapara obviously adds, Aim Avi Imo, the mother of his grandfather, his great grandmother, Aim Avi Avi, and the mother of his grandfather, grandfather one side, mother's grandfather the other side. A fourth generation of. Rav said there's one exception to that. Now the Grod changes the gears here dramatically. He says, Kalas Bito, not Beno. Kalas Bito, yes, Hefsek. You're not allowed to marry your daughter's daughter-in-law. But your daughter's daughter's daughter-in-law you're allowed to marry. You're not allowed to marry your daughter's daughter-in-law, but you can marry your granddaughter's daughter-in-law. You got that? Isn't that exciting? Okay. So says the Gemara, ma polik. What's the difference between your? It doesn't mean you argue, as I almost slipped up and said. Rather means what's the difference between your granddaughter, your daughter's daughter-in-law, and your granddaughter's daughter-in-law, where one is us and one is not, as opposed to your son's daughter-in-law. And your grandson's daughter-in-law, both of which are forbidden to you. You see that question? It's a valid question. Your own daughter's daughter-in-law is also your granddaughter's daughter-in-law's mutter. But by your son's son-in-law is also, and your son-in-law's and your grandson's son-in-law, daughter-in-law is also mutter also. So how do we reconcile the two? So says the Gemara, Kalas bitomi mokam acher bos. His daughter's daughter-in-law is coming from somewhere else, meaning by that time it's already not his family. Whose family is it already? It's not a bloodline. What? It's son-in-laws, right. So therefore it has a hepsi. In other words, they only offered up and down the bloodlines. But here, that's no longer the bloodline because it's already the other side of the family's affiliation. Is that clear? So make sure it was right about something.
My daughter's daughter-in-law is also
right, that's to try to make sure. I think I made a mistake before. Your daughter-in-law is also to you, but your daughter's daughter-in-law is mutter, not your granddaughter's daughter-in-law. I made a mistake. Your daughter-in-law is also, but your daughter's daughter-in-law is already mutteris, not just your granddaughter's daughter-in-law, because already had a hefsek. Right, you're correct, because already had a hefsek, because your daughter is already married out. So your daughter-in-law is also, but not your daughter's daughter-in-law. Okay, very good. Okay, as opposed to your son's daughter-in-law, she's Osir, and even your grandson from your son's daughter-in-law is Osir, as long as it hasn't yet switched bloodline. The moment it switches bloodline, that's when it becomes Mutter. Okay? Says, well, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Boon. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Boon said, Tom the Rav, according to the logic of Rav, Avram Osir b'chol nishei Yisrael. Avram may not marry any girls in the Jewish nation. Not even one. He's not alive anymore, so he can't do it anyway. But were he alive, he would not be able to. Why? Because they're all his bloodlines. And it goes up and down the bloodlines. Right? So they're all his bloodlines. So Yairus says he can marry, but not any of the children, not any of the daughters. Sarah Asur B'cholanshi Yisrael, and similarly, Sarah is forbidden all men of Israel because they're all her descendants, right? Now the Chazam Sofer asks, how come we didn't say you choose Yaakov? Why Avram and Sarah? Why not Yaakov? And he goes into a whole thing here about what the status of Pilakshim are. Whether because Yaakov had two wives with two Pilakshim. It could be that Yaakov, since they're Pilakshim and not wives, that halacha was different. But Avraham Avinu, he only had a wife. I mean, Hagar, he had Hagar, but Yishmael was out of the picture. So since it's everybody's progeny of his wife, so therefore, he's not allowed to marry any of them down the line. Okay? Says one further. Rav Amar Koshi Ilu, Rav gives more an additional description of his approach. Koshi Ilu Nekeva Minatora. It's any time that if it was a girl, Minatora Asura, she's forbidden Minatora. Kayetiba, if it's a boy, Ishto Asura, his wife is forbidden. And the Midrabana. Zohar Ishto Asura. For example, Achos Aviv, his father's sister, Nekeva, if she's female, she's also. Therefore, Achi Aviv, well, actually, it's even the rights of this principle, it's not just the Rabbanan, I take that back. Since Achos Aviv, your father's sister, is also to you, Achi Aviv Zohar, if your father has a brother and she has a wife, then Ishtasur, the wife, is forbidden because she's that takes the place. Achosim on the Kevo Asura. His mother's sister, when she's a female, is forbidden. Then we supplant that. Achi Imo Zohar, if it's a mother's brother and she has a wife, he has a wife, so Ishtasur, his wife, is forbidden. Baspino on the Kevo Asura. His granddaughter from his son, she's a female, she's also. though, so then ben beno zachar, if his grandson is a male, ishta asura, then his wife is forbidden. Bas piton ekeva asura, his granddaughter through his daughter is asura. So therefore, ben bito zachar, ishta asura. Whoops. Ben bito zachar, your daughter's daughter-in-law is also. So I was right the first time before in Rav.
That's out of the bloodline.
What?
That's out of the bloodline.
That's out of bloodline. So I was right. It only. So it only works though. Yeah, okay, so I was right the first time before, and I have to go back and answer your question from before. Because I was right the first time, wrong the second time. So the Chayra, why is it only a granddaughter's daughter-in-law's mutter, not a daughter's daughter-in-law, the bloodline stop? So you have to say, going to Rav, that the daughter, your daughter-in-law, is the rice. A daughter's daughter-in-law really should not be us, because it's not your bloodline, but that's a shnius. That's the second level, which Rabbanan Asr, Shneos Medivri Slavery. Since the bloodline stopped, beyond that, it's Mutmutr, right? So even though the bloodline stopped already at your daughter's daughter-in-law, but since that's a Shneos to Rabbanan Medivri Slavery, they Asr it anyway. But past that, we don't go. So then there's, so the Ikra Arayas, the Shneos, and according to Bar Kapara, all the bloodlines which are direct beyond that are also. But if it's not a direct bloodline, such as your daughter's daughter-in-law, then it stops beyond Shneos. That's what we have to say, and it makes sense. It's not bad. Okay. Again, Bas Bito Nekeva Asura, Ben Bito Zachar, if you have your daughter's daughter-in-law, Ishta Asura, she's forbidden. I'm Rabbi Yaakov, the son, and said, "Come, Rabbi Yossi, Istoch Aftarti." You got another two of Shnias. Imo Torah, your mother's also you to a Raisa chakra there, right? Emo Shniolo. So his grandmother, through his mother, is forbidden to Rabbana. Asru Em Aviv, they forbade his father's mother. Mipnei aim emo because of his mother's mother. In other words, it's like Xero. The grandmother on the mother's side is also Mirabonan. They made that's Mirabonan. And the Rabbanan, top of the Rabbanan, they made the grandmother from the father's side also as well. Okay? Aishis Beno. Similarly, your son's wife is also the Raisa, Taira. Aishas ben beno, your grandson's wife, Shniola. That's the Issa Rabbana. Asru Aishas ben Bito, they answered your grandson from your daughter's wife, Ne Aishas ben beno, because of the Issa Rabbana of the wife of your grandson from your son. Rabbi Matanya said, Issa Chavtai, they have another two. Aishas Aviv, your father's wife is Issa Doraisa. Aishas Aviv, your grandfather's wife, Mishnila is Rabbanan. That's only on your father's side. Asu Aishas Avi Imo, the answer your grandfather from your mother's side's wife, Nibnei Aishas Avi, because of your grandfather from your father's side's wife. Similarly, Aishas Achi Aviv May Aviv, the wife of your uncle on your father's side, which are brothers through of common father, is a deraisa. Aishas achi avim imo, the wife of your uncle, who's your father's brother, but on the mother's side, is a shnias, and this is the rabbanan. Asu aishas achi imo me imo. They answered your uncle on your mother's side. The half-uncle on your mother's side, right? The half-uncle through the mother on your mother's side. The answer that, Mibnei Eishas Achi Avi V'Imo, because of the your mother's half-brother through her father's side. So it's a Xero. the Iker Isser is brothers on the father's side through a father. The Aser, brothers on a mother's side through a father, and it's Xera, the Aser, brothers through a mother on the mother's side to as well. Okay? Says we're further. Do we finish that page?
No.
Rabbi Chuna Shoma Kula Michar Kroy. Rabbi Chuna heard the motivation for all these shneels from one pasuk. What's the one pasuk he heard it from? It says, Elvas Isho Bito Los Gale. The arias of your, a woman and her daughter you should not reveal. As Bas Bino, even unto her granddaughter, the son's daughter, as Bas Bito, her daughter's daughter. So we see three generations. We see traveling bloodlines, and the Torah alluded to itself, right? You can't take a woman, her daughter, and her granddaughter. That's what it says here, right? So we see traveling bloodlines. It goes up and down. From this it derived, Zima l'gzera shava. Zima teaches us l'gzera shava. It says Zima here, and it says Zima by the other arayas. So ma'ala mata and shlosh adros, just like down here, it's three generations forbidden. Aflaman, so to my other rise, shlosh adros, three generations are prohibited. Now it sounds like in its daraisa, three generations up, three generations down, because the gzeirah shava of zima. But I think it's just an asmachta, right? He's not arguing Pesach Gemara, which said that it's shneels, and gzeirah seems like it's just learning an asmachta, how it's alluded to in the Torah itself. I don't know. Well, then it would come out. If you're correct, he's mamish arguing. They owe that there's no shnia. There really is a very limited, if any, concept of shnia. So these are all the rices, all these prohibitions up and down the bloodline. You might be right. It sounds difficult. Says Malamata below Sase, Aflaman below Sase, just like there's a lot below, there's a lot here. Malamal Derech Nisui, just like over here, it's vis-a-vis a marriage, right? It says you're not allowed to marry a woman and then her daughter or her daughter's daughter, right? So Aflamata Derech Nisui. So too, by rights also we forbid by marriage, right? Not just direct. Malamal Misrepa, just like so because it's saying Zima's used to rice. Furthermore, he says Malamal Misrepa, I've come out the Misrepa. Sounds like generations up and generations down. You burn them no matter what it is. Okay, you're obviously right. Okay, I take it back. Okay, I'm willing to eat my hat. Says Rafa.
First time it's coming up in Shana.
We haven't had it. Yeah, we haven't had it. He just was because of his vast knowledge of Shas and Poskim. So he remembers it. Okay. All that stuff he picked up in Tells serves him in good stead. Were you learning Yavamas twice? I don't know why you know it so well. Okay.
What's on the father's side and the other on the mother's side?
Who'd you hear Shear from? Both places. Okay, says more further. Ma'amatan also basocher kabas nekevo, just like in the case of not marrying a woman or a daughter and a granddaughter. Makes sense if the granddaughter is from a male son or from a daughter, right? Aflama, so to by us, laws also aim zocher came nekevo, things in his truism. a mother of a mother male, a mother female. Ma'is lach lemeimer. So what cases can we derive from the statement by Rab Chuna? So em chamiv, your mother and your father-in-law's mother, ben chamos, your mother-in-law's mother, are also asur to you. Now, of course, he holds the rice. He'll hold your grandmother's also as a to the raisa, because he just said it travels up and down me the raisa. So your mother-in-law and your mother-in-law's mother, your father's mother, are going to be issued the raisas on you, right? And if that's the case, kavachomer, lote aim aviv came chomiv. Certainly, your own grandmother is no worse than your mother-in-law's mother, rather than your father's mother. And don't you think that your grandmother on your mother's side will also be like the grandmother, you're the mother of your mother-in-law? So there we say that basically all these things are learned from the Raisa, either derech nisuin through a marriage or directly as well. Okay, derech nisuin is learned out from the fact that the Torah is speaking about not marrying a mother and then her daughter and then a granddaughter. So too, you can forbidden relationships go by marriage as well, and they certainly go directly. Okay? Says Gemara writer, Asur Eishes Avi Aviv, Mivnei Eim Aviv. So they answered, here's the Shnios, I guess, according to Rav Chuna. Rav Chuna, there is a concept of Shnios, which is Asru. They forbade, the rabbis, Eishes Avi Aviv, your grandfather's wife, who's not your own grandmother, because of your grandmother. Similarly, also, your grandfather's wife on your mother's side, because of your grandmother's mother. Again, let's go in the other direction now, going down, right? The wife of your grandson should not be any worse, kibas ben ishto, than the daughter of your wife's son. In other words, your own granddaughter-in-law should be no worse than your wife's granddaughter. So if your wife's granddaughter is us, you certainly own granddaughter-in-law is us to you as well, right? Did I skip something? What? No, I didn't. Hey, it's Rabbi Chagai, Kumi Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Chagai asked Rabbi in front of Rabbi Yossi, Vormas Isa Pliga, the Rav. Rav said that any time the female is Osir, so then if there's a male in that place and he's got a wife, the wife is Osir, right? So the following mission seems to argue Rav. Says, Muturu Adam Be'esha Schargo, a man is allowed to marry his stepson's wife. Vasar Bito is not allowed to marry his stepson's daughter. Right? So, here, this is the case.
Stepson's daughter is one generation removed.
Yeah, but let's see here. Here, Yaakov married Rachel. Rachel had a kid from another from another husband, Nachshon. So then Nachshon married Chana. Nachshon dies. Yaakov's allowed to marry Chana, right? That's Eishes Chosno, right? Eishes Chorgo, right? But it's also at the same time Bebito, right? Yaakov married Rachel. Rachel had a daughter from another husband, and that daughter had a daughter herself, Chana. Chana's Osir to Yaakov. Why? If she's Osir, if Chana's Osir to Yaakov, so replace it with a male and give the male a wife, according to Rav's principle, then that wife should be Osir as well. So why is this one Osir? Your stepdaughter's daughter's Osir to you, if that's the case. Your stepson's wife should be also to you. The Gemara doesn't answer why it doesn't follow. Rabbi Zrika Moshe, I skip. El Chagasu Shemayinu Osir Ba. His own daughter-in-law, is he not forbidden her? Harry, what? His own stepdaughter, I'm sorry. It's not forbidden her. Harry Chorgo Zachar Bishto Muter. So therefore, if that's, in other words, the daughter of his stepdaughter is Ozatim. So if that's the case, anyway, his own. One second. This is his own stepdaughter. I made a mistake here. I misdescribed the case. Your own stepdaughter is also to you, right? So your stepson's wife should be also to you. I made it too confusing. Your own stepdaughter is also to you. So Queen Rod Smith, your stepson's wife should be also to you as well. Yeah, we know it's Mutter. How come? You find that where the stepson is a male, his wife is permissible. That should not follow. Yet we see that that is the case. So it's Kasharav, which is not answered. Rabbi Zika B'Sheyachina said, Eishes Chomiv Asurim Neymar Zayin. Fascinating. And now to marry your father-in-law's wife. Because of Maris Zayin. Now, all the till now, everything was not Maris Zayin, right? How come here all of a sudden they threw in Maris Zayin? Very strange. So Chasam Service is a beautiful shot. Based on the next Gemara. Chasam Service at the bottom. He says, Itamer Tayro, if you're going to say it's this is the right, you can't say it's this is the right. Hari David Shunosa Ritzpah Bas Oya. David married Shaul's wife, Ritzpah. Shaul's wife, Ritzpah, with the tragedy, her seven kids are killed at the end of Sefer Shmuel. Remember that? They're all killed because the Gibeonites were upset at Bnei Yisrael. So in any event, so she was killed. So her kids were killed. But David then married her because she was a big tzaddikus. And that was fulfillment of the promise that Nolucha as based out of Nechav, as the Shea Nechav B'chikecha. I'm going to give you your master, meaning Shaul's household, and your master's wives in your bosom. So if that's the case, David married his own father's, not his own mother-in-law, his own father-in-law's wife. So the Chazan Sefer says, you know what? Anything which the Torah explicitly was matir, Chazal is not allowed to aser. Remember that principle? Chazal can't aser something which is mefurish in the Torah la'atir. So Chasam Sefer is saying about Nach. So it's explicit in Nach that you can marry your own father-in-law's wife, so how can Chazal aser? Except they have a loophole. Baruch Hashem, Chazal avoid aser things. Even if it's awesome for them to aser things. Under what circumstances can they aser it? Maris Ayin. Because they can't make a straight takon of the Rabbanan, but they can go like this through the back door. Maris Ayin is that back door. That's why they said here the Asa goes in Maris Ayin. This is a great kula for Chazal to be able to ask for things even though they're also to ask for them because of Maris Ayin. Now, Maris Chazim Sefer has difficulties with the whole sugi because Ritzpah was really the pilegish of Shaul. He wasn't Shaul's wife. So the Chur, the Isra, Mary, it's not 100% comparable. But I guess for purposes of, this Gemara, since it's opposed a fulfillment of the Nevuah, which said, I'm going to give you your father-in-law's wives, so vis-a-vis the halacha was as if it was a wife and not just a pilegish, right? Rabbi Yerushalayim Elazar said, similarly, Maris Ayin, Shnei Achoyim Shekod L'Bayis Echad, two step-brothers and siblings, right? One is the father's child, one is the mother's child, they're not related to each other. They're not, what?
The Brady Brunch,
right? But certainly not, so now let's get married to each other named Maris Ayin, because of Maris Ayin. So Asa Uvdas, Taka, a very big chumra. Asuf the Queen of Chenina Braid Rabbi Avo, the Maisa came for Chenina Sarah Avo, Amr said, Yes, Mumbasa Lochachmono. Let them get married in a place where nobody knows them. It's the way around Marisai. So I have a team learned over there. Rabbi Yasim, Rabbi Yasim says, Imavar Azokin and saw Ma'ovar. This is a very complicated case. I don't know if we have time to do it tonight. It says, if the old man went and married his granddaughter-in-law. Now she fell before him to Yibu, his granddaughter-in-law. She's also to him to Rabbanan, right? Can she go and marry him? But he was miyabimur. Was he mekayim the mitzvah or not? Right. So ma'avar, what he transgressed? He transgressed. He transgressed the Rabbanan, right? Because your granddaughter-in-law is also to you, right? Nevertheless, he married. If he does Yibum to her, so he was mekayim. He's only over the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Yavo Shaul Rabbi Yochanan, he asked Rabbi Yochanan, Hada Mara the Shnios ain't lahem hefsek. This teaches us that Shnios go on and on, right? Because it sounds like no matter how old the guy is, meaning how many generations removed, he still can't do Yibum to his grand-in-law, great-grand-in-law, no matter how far down the line, because of the Isser Shnios, right? Because the Isser Shnios ain't lahem hefsek, goes up and down, right? Amar Leh, so he said, V'chi Shniel Shnios Shaninu. Is there such a thing as a shniel? A shniel? You think we make zeros like zeros? Lo shniel le divrei Torah. No, it's not a zera like zera as you think it is. It's a shniel d'oraisa. No, it's all these things. They're not zera like zeros. The case is really complicated. This is the case, so I'm not going to try and avoid doing the case inside. But it's basically saying is you asked me a kasha. You asked me that it's a zera like zera. Why is it also? But it's really not a gzera l'gzera, because it's all one gzera. The kula mishum kalas b'no. We answered all these shniyos down the line, granddaughter, the grandfathers on great-great-granddaughters-in-law, lest you come to marry your son's daughter-in-law. And that's awesome, okay? So since we didn't want to allow your son's daughter-in-law, so therefore we made all these things surrounded as well. Says, Chizu Sherev Yonah said, we have vod lomarkei. Avo did not say this. Well, Rabbi Elazar, Shaul, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar asked Rabbi Yochanan, Shmona Shnio Shaninu, are there eight Shnios? There it seems like there are eight Isurin Rabbanan, Vzehare Tesha, and this one is a ninth one, and I guess he was considered to be a gzera l'gzera, and that's why it's called the ninth one. I know exactly what's going on here. But in any event, so then he said, it seems that the conclusion is the same, that there will be colors of kalas b'no. All right, I glossed over that last Gemara, but it's not so terrible.